own. The White House Christmas tree arrived today. First Lady Melania Trump hosted the welcoming ceremony for the 18.5-foot tree from West Virginia. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Bluewater Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
You know the thing.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Yes.
You heard right.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Earnest Financial LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC. From our super secret studio near a secret turkey farm in Pentlala, David Earnest presents the Health and Wealth Show. Now our lesson for today. If a liberal walks up to you and says, "Would you like more debt?" You should reply,
thanks, but no thanks.
If a liberal asks you, "Would you like to see the U.S. dollar decrease in value?" All you have to say is,
thanks, but no thanks.
If a liberal says, "Would you like us to continue working with the news media to brainwash the country?" Remember, the answer is
Thanks, but no thanks.
Today, David Earnest proudly presents
Thanks, but no thanks.
Our new battle cry to the liberals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, the man wearing the t-shirt that says
Thanks, but no thanks.
It's David Earnest.
There you go. Right over there.
And I will say thanks, Rusty. That was a very good intro.
You like that? Well, you know, we've got that to use later on, too.
I love it.
The thanks, but no thanks thing.
This is almost Thanksgiving. You know, yes. It's time for being thankful. And
yes.
But to the liberals, thanks, but no thanks. You know, thanks, but no thanks for increasing our debt. You know, we have enough to pay back. Thank you. No
thanks, but no thanks.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. You know, there's all kinds of that. Okay. Thanks, but no thanks in working with your liberal left side to rape our hard-earned dollars to fund your fund and decrease our dollar's values.
Thanks, but no thanks.
There you go again.
Thanks, but no thanks for feeding our airwaves along with your liberal hired gun news media friends with lies and brainwashing attempts of voter psychological manipulation.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks for the terrible riots created by your left-wing Antifa groups.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks for hating the middle class, hating us so much. You call us people who do not count. You say we don't count. Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks for no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yes, thanks for no thanks. For, you know, thanks but no thanks for helping create a stock bubble by your massive stimulus plans.
Thanks but no thanks.
You know,
I think we got the point across. Thanks but no thanks, Democrats.
There you go. But I will say thank you, Democrats. Thank you, liberals, for helping us start up our new resistance group called Make America Great Again. Now, thank you very much for that.
Thanks.
And we might even rename our party to the MAGA Party. So, very much thanks for helping our cause. You created this mess we are in, and we intend to fix it. Signed, us of the U.S.
Well, that would be us.
That's us. So, why? Why? Think about this. A liberal crying over his portfolio values when the bubbles burst. Will you say, I'm sorry? Or will you say, you caused it? Or a liberal crying over his business being burned to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Or a liberal chasing Antifa thief with his television under his arm and he was the next door neighbor when he caught him? What about that one?
How about that? Thanks.
Or it was, you know, well, at least it was in Portland. Anything you want to do, but the neighbor says, thanks for the TV, and the liberal says, no thanks.
There you go.
Thanks, but no thanks, guys.
But no thanks. Thanks. You know, hey.
We're thankful. We're very thankful for our country.
That's right.
But, you know, history does not say that we were card-toting racists when we came here. No one was racist when they came over here. No, that's the biggest fraud label I've ever heard of. You know, we are not racist. We are people trying to work together for a common cause.
Right.
Democracy. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, okay, so Miss, what's her name? Sidney Powell. We don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes with Sidney Powell. There's been all kinds of speculation. But maybe they're afraid of the Kraken. It's all I can figure out. Maybe it's just a bad thing.
She says she has one. She's going to release it at some point.
Maybe they're afraid of the Kraken. And when the Kraken comes out and things get to cracking about what really is wrong with this voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Look, here's the thing. I went to school. I'm not the smartest cookie in the jar, but I'm not the dumbest either. And I do remember something called statistics. And when we took statistics,
yeah.
Let me just give you an example. Let's say you said, well, you know what? I am going to win the lottery tomorrow. Do you know the chances of dying are much greater than winning the lottery?
Oh, yeah.
But yet, winning the lottery is a kind of a, you know, almost impossible thing to do. But there are ways to trick the system. I've heard of people who have won the lottery more than once.
There's statistical things that they can do. But how about this? When they look at all these votes and they say, statistically, it's probably more probable than all those mega thousands or millions of votes to come in for one, or most of them for one person, Biden. It's not statistically possible. It's almost impossible. And yet, our court systems say, where's the evidence? And yet, Tucker Carlson says, well, give me the evidence. And she should have said, well, statistically, you already have the evidence. Are you a fool? Can you not count? Do you not know what statistics are? What's the chances that someone's going to win the lottery tomorrow? Not very good. What's the statistics that Biden won the lottery after midnight on the night of the election? Not very good, but yet he did.
Yeah,
he won the lottery, and they said, well, it's possible. Yeah, but statistically it's not liable. So who's been fooled? Who's been hoodwinked? And who has been damaged? And who had their rights stolen from them?
Well, I heard something a while ago, and this takes it to another level of stupidity. It's like they said, well, okay, so it may be that there was some fraud going on, but so many people don't like Trump. So that's okay that something illegal can be perpetrated against him because so many people don't like him. Does that make sense?
Well, I never would have thought it would make sense, but in this day and age, I believe almost anything I hear. You know, who would have ever believed that Portland would have had a city or a new country within the city, and the folks there in charge would say, well, that's okay, let them do what they want to do.
Can you really do that? Can you just say you're a country?
Well, they did.
I think I'm going to do that.
So they said it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to my place over here in Elmore, and I'm going to just fence it off, and I'm going to declare war against the United States and then surrender, and I'll be eligible for foreign aid.
And then when they start rioting, some of the left-wingers said, well, that's all right, they're just expressing their anger. Expressing their anger? To steal your televisions, to smash your windows, to do all of these things is okay.
And what are they angry about? They seem like they're doing pretty good. They all look like they're, you know, well-fed, and they got their phones running around taking pictures of everything.
They've been brainwashed. You know,
exactly.
Brainwashing is a method whereby you tell someone something and they believe it. If you tell someone that they deserve more than what they have, go take what you want, you know. Eventually, they will believe you. And then you say, well, by the way, while you're doing that, vote for us, we'll give you more. How are you going to do it? Oh, well, we'll just take from Peter to pay Paul. How are you going to do that? Oh, well, we'll just tax this group over here really high. And then, of course, this group over here where you're in, we're not going to tax it very high at all. So we're just going to give you everything. You know, you might as well just say we're just going to rob from someone else and give it to someone else. Because that's really what it boils down to. Government. Government's job in these bad times is to redistribute wealth. The redistribution of wealth is what this is all about. And that's the reason why we are asset preservationist, because we want to preserve your wealth, not redistribute your wealth to others.
And speaking of asset preservationists, that would be plural, right?
Yes.
Like more than one.
Correct.
There's a guy zooming in over here.
All right.
You there, Matthew?
Hello.
There
I'm
he is.
Here.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I see you, Matthew.
He has zoomed in. So how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Had a good weekend. Just spending some time with my kids, and they're out for Thanksgiving break, and I'm glad to be here.
It's good to see you. You got that background on there. I need to try that with mine at home. I hadn't done that. The background is like he's in front of the Earth. He's up in space or something.
I see that. I was trying to figure out where his flying saucer or his rocket ship was.
And speaking of strange things, did you see the picture that the satellite took of the moon? It went between the Earth and the satellite, and it doesn't happen very often. And we actually got to see a picture of the dark side of the moon.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check that out.
Well, did you give that picture to Pink Floyd?
Actually, it's I think they can sue them now. Okay. But I just saw it on Facebook the other day. Oh, and Alvin Holmes, bless his heart, has passed away.
Yeah,
I would just like to do this tribute to him, Germany, because he was always good for a laugh. Now I know he was a very serious person about his political stuff.
I met him in a Waffle House.
I heard he was a pretty nice guy.
I did meet him in a Waffle House. We had a long conversation while we were eating some Waffle House food. It was pretty good.
Well, he was a gourmet. I hear he liked Burger King, too.
Yes.
And let's see, what else has gone on over the weekend? Anything special?
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
This coming weekend, there's some
kind of a football game going on or something.
Yes, so, you know, we kind of got that back going again, sort of.
Unless everybody comes down with the COVID between now and Saturday.
Right.
At 2:30.
Well, I sure hope not.
Me too, because that's a good chance to, or a good reason to get out there and cook you some chicken wings and some pigs in a blanket and all that kind of stuff and just pig out for the ball game.
But, you know, this vaccine we were talking about a little bit.
Yeah, they keep saying that's coming. And I did see that there isn't going to be no government mandate for you to have to take it, which is fine because I'd have been going to jail because I ain't taking it.
Well, you know, I'm not totally against the vaccine. I don't know yet. I'm a science kind of guy, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to evaluate. I'm a medical kind of guy. I'm going to evaluate it. You know, the flu vaccine's been around for a long time. Any kind of vaccine can cause a problem. You know, will there be stuff in this vaccine because it was put together so fast? Maybe there'll be stuff in there like proteins and things that wouldn't normally be in there. We don't know. But Trump was behind this vaccine. He even has a name for this vaccine coming out real fast. It's called warp speed or something.
I hadn't heard. Let me see if I can look it up.
But anyway, since he's behind getting it out there, and he really, really wants us to be, you know, taken care of, I think maybe this thing's going to be something that we should look at very carefully and not refuse until we get the information about, you know, how valid it is. Or anytime they bring a vaccine out, you know, especially as fast as they're bringing this one, there could be some problems. I agree with that. But there is a definite problem right now, and that is this virus. And, you know, we can debate about what's caused the virus, whether it was released by an entity of another government, whether it was naturally occurring and jumped from a bat, or maybe a combination of the two. No one knows for sure.
Right. Well, it's here now, and that's really, I mean, you know, when it hits home, if it does hit home and affects you, that's when I think it becomes more of a, you know, reality. I don't know anyone personally that has, you know, gotten that sick from it. Now, a lot of my friends are, you know, in the 30 to 40 year range.
Uh-huh.
And I know, you know, it's definitely something scary for anybody that has a pre-existing condition or somebody that's older or has an autoimmune issue or something like that to start with. I know the last time I got any type of vaccination for a virus was for the flu. It was the year my son was born, 2013. And guess what I got?
Hold that thought. We got a phone call. How about that? You're on the air with David and Matthew Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Yes, sir, Captain. This is Emery.
Hey, man.
Emery.
How you doing?
All right.
How you doing? Hey, Emery.
Doing good.
Doing great. You were... A few moments ago, you were speaking about statistics.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, your chance of being struck by lightning is greater than winning the lottery.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Rusty knows it.
Well, seriously, have you ever been struck by lightning?
Yes. But I hadn't won the lottery, so.
Well, that must be coming next, man.
Well, I've been waiting, so.
Yeah. All those tickets, buddy.
Yeah, go get me some tickets, man.
But the chances of winning the lottery, getting struck by lightning in the night of the election, those would be very unusual.
Yes, they would.
Wouldn't it, though? Yeah. It just, that just don't savvy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't savvy the way. Here's the thing. They have experts, mathematicians in statistics, that have signed affidavits, according to what I've heard, saying this could not have happened. Not impossible to happen, but the likelihood is so remote, you know, maybe Biden could have won the lottery. Well, in his opinion, he did win the lottery. He stole the lottery. He stole the lottery votes. He stole our votes. He stole the lottery, a lot of votes.
Yeah.
It was one in 3 trillion. $20 trillion. That's what I've been reading on the internet.
Yeah,
you never,
You
can't trust everything you read.
No. You can't trust everything you read. But here's the thing.
You can trust
a person who knows the math and knows.
Yeah.
One
is two. That's right.
The kind of mathematician that put us on the moon. You know.
Correct.
I took trigonometry and some calculus back in the 70s.
I left the trigonometry.
You left it. I remember this mathematician from NASA. He said, here's the way we went to the moon. Imagine you had a BB gun and you had to shoot off a target no bigger than a dime about 100 miles away sitting on a post.
100 miles away. I read that same article. You're right, exactly.
That's how hard it
impossible.
Was to hit it.
It's impossible in our minds.
But it's math. It's mathematics that got us there. And it's mathematics that will tell us that Biden stole the election. And it is called circumstantial evidence.
Yes, sir.
The judge wants to throw it out because they are ignorant of circumstantial evidence?
Themselves.
What kind of a judge is that?
Well, Obama appointee.
There you go.
Shall I say more?
Maybe they don't have no math.
All right, guys. Great show.
Thank
love you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, man. All right.
Thanks,
Matthew, Henry. I'm sorry, but the phone was ringing. We had to grab it.
No,
and the last thing you got a vaccination for was the flu.
Yeah, and that was in 2013, and I got the flu. I had 104 degree fever, sicker than I've ever been in my
life.
I've
heard stuff like that.
Yeah,
I've heard
gotten,
that.
Haven't
heard
gotten a vaccination for the flu since then.
I know some doctors that believe the same stuff, and I get it.
But, I mean, I'm not telling people to not get vaccinated for the flu or for the coronavirus. I mean, the thing about it is not everyone has to get vaccinated for it to work. Just about 85 to 90% of the people. Yeah.
70% maybe?
Somewhere I think it's
way
more than
that. Maybe more.
85 to 90%.
So the fear of the vaccination, and I don't blame folks for being fearful of it because it could have some problems in it. I don't know if anybody remembers the swine flu virus. Of the 70s, I personally know a person who took the swine flu shot and got Guillain-Barré. It almost killed him.
That was
a byproduct of the flu shot.
Right.
Yeah, polio. That was a huge, that was a pandemic, epidemic, whatever you want to call it. When did that vaccine come out for polio?
Oh, that's been a long time ago. That's
in the
one they put it on a
in the 50s, wasn't it?
Put it on a sugar cube there at the last one they did put on a sugar cube.
Smallpox. That's the one that everybody, all the boomers have the, you know,
the little scars.
The scar on your arm. Yeah.
We get a little pox there.
Right.
So the thing is, we took these vaccines and we lived, and we don't get smallpox anymore. And we took these vaccines, and we lived, and we don't get polio anymore. So if Trump scientists have a clean shot at the moon, in other words, they hit it with this vaccine, it's probably going to be okay. I am reserving my decision until I read and study and analyze where it's coming from, and all, what's in it, and all these other things. We don't know any of this yet. Just like we did not know who was going to supposedly what was wrong with the election, and now we know that it statistically is an anomaly. And we know that anomalies are things that don't belong there.
Right.
And we understand that the stock market right now, statistically, from my viewpoint, is an anomaly. It went up again today. If you go back and you look at all these times, like right now, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. But the anomaly of now, if it's based on statistics, is that we will have a correction somewhere nearby. And it could be massive. It could be mild. But it's supposed to happen. Why? because we're overheated. But if we if there's some other anomalies that might happen, we have no control over all these anomalies. But one of them could be that the Senate is taken over by the Democrats in Georgia. What will that do to our economy, and what will that do to our stock market is something that I'm scared to even imagine what it would do.
Right.
And yet, no one's doing anything about anything. They're just sitting and looking. You know, when you sit and you watch and you wait, do you miss the date? You know, it may drive off and leave you. In other words, the stock market's high right now. If you locked it in right now, would you be better off, possibly, tremendously better off, especially if you were older, than if you wait around and let it drop some or drop a lot? You know, we don't know. But here's one thing we don't know. We know we don't know.
That's the thing we do know.
And so since we don't know, wouldn't it be better to, when in doubt, take the safe route?
Well, if you'd like to take that safe route, I've got a roadmap for you. It starts with this phone number, 279-7431. Excuse me, 279-7431. Call David Ernest up right now. You could talk to David, talk to Matthew. You might talk to Leah. Whoever you talk to, they're going to steer you in the right direction to Easy Street there. They're going to take care of you. But you have to call 279-7431 and call them right now. Call today. Call often. 279-7431.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, Matthew, you were talking about the vaccine. Are you thinking you're going to take it, or what do you know?
I'm really going to observe and kind of just see. I don't think that I'm going to take it. I haven't made my mind up. I mean, you know, until we start seeing more people take it and what type of side effects, if any, you know, good, bad, ugly.
That sounds pretty smart.
That can be smart. I don't like to do things that aren't too calculated.
So you're going
like
to take...
Just like the way that we, you know, plan and calculate protecting assets for the future. I mean,
when in doubt, take the safe route.
Yeah, you don't just throw,
I got it. I like that.
Right.
I like that. When in doubt, take the safe route.
Yeah.
Watch, watch, observe. But, you know, we've watched and observed the market so much. And we know statistically that right now it's in a haphazard place. We know that because it's running up. No one's doing anything to make businesses profitable. I mean, think about it. The airlines are not flying, but yet the stocks are flying.
Doesn't make any sense.
Make any sense.
No.
All these other stocks are going up, and they're not making any profit. Okay, Amazon, I give you that. You can make any money. But what is holding this together? Is it some kind of special glue, or is it goo? And it gets all gunked up and screwed up whenever, they take over.
I think the gunk probably is the best bet on that. That's what's going on. We're all gunked up, folks.
We're all gunked up. Well, I tell you what, we're getting close to a break.
Maybe
if you're all gunked up, you can go to the refrigerator and get you a drink there and feel a little better.
Get you some. Well, they sell some stuff over at the parts house called gunk.
Really?
I think that's...
I thought I was making up a word.
Well, no, it's
yeah, that's an engine degreaser.
Yeah.
Or degunked, something like that.
But that would be the thing you might need is to get degunked. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if you're smelling like funk, it's time to get degunked.
There you go.
When you feel like you've been degunked, you can still count on Trump.
There you go. So, Matthew, don't you go away.
I'll stay here.
You stay right where you are. We are going to take that break now. And we'll be back and talk more about gunk, funk, and junk, and all the other stuff.
And thanks and no thanks.
And things that go clunk, yeah. You stay right where you are. We might even talk about, a little later in the week, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So there you go. 272-9228, give us a call. This is the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's, E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
Hey there, welcome back to Try and Tell the Truth. I'm Biff Buffington, and we're down to our final round. We're going to find out who is the real asset preservationist. Contestant number one, can you tell me something that an asset preservationist would say?
My papa had high cheekbones, like all of the Indians do.
Wrong. I don't know, number one. That sounds a little sketchy. How about you, number two? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist might say?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Wrong. Well, I gotta tell you, number two, I don't know what game show you're on, but it's not this one. And number three, how about you? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist would say?
If you want your stock market protection and tax protection, give me a call and let's get real about protecting your assets from these liberals.
Well, I'm not hearing the wrong buzzer. Judges? Well, it looks like we found him. Will the real asset preservationist please stand up?
Hello, my name is David Ernest, and I am the real asset preservationist.
Thanks, David. And remember, call David Ernest, 279-7431.
I'm standing tall because I am the real asset preservationist, and I will protect your assets.
And we'll see you next time on To Try and Tell the Truth. Bye-bye.
I got hairy legs.
Would somebody please get him out of here?
From our super secret studio, where our waiting room has lots of old magazines, but at least they're from this century, David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that brings you some good news about your money. And now, here's a man who, when he walks into the room, all eyes turn toward him. Yes, even those on the potatoes.
Woo!
It's David Ernest!
We hope you have a wonderful time.
I'm sure we all will.
Yeah.
Matthew, you're still out there. The music will fade in a minute. You can come on back in because it's a technical thing that I don't understand.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
But, you know, I was just looking at the thing here. Now, the president is not conceding, but they said he is authorizing the transition. Is that what they said?
I'm not sure. It's the first I've heard of this. So I'm not really sure what he's authorizing. I heard before we came in, but I don't know. He's not conceding. Well, you know, what the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Why would the Supreme Court not get involved? Well, you can only imagine that they don't want to be the bad guy, probably. So they're not going to get involved and do the right thing. The right thing is to say, hey, statistically, the analysis is not correct. But no one wants to do that. Because why? Well, they said one day in a million years he could have done this and it could have happened. So therefore, we can't say it could happen. That's kind of absurd. That's just like saying the stock market can't drop and keeps going up forever. You know, I mean, like, really? If you notice, most of the time when the stock market goes up a lot on the tellian, that's when it's about to drop. That's right. One of the phenomena about the stock market. People say, well, it's going up a lot. It should be okay. Really? If it's going up a lot and there's not a lot of reasons for it to be going up a lot,
mm-hmm.
you better watch out a lot, because, you know, you might lose your lot. And that's all I can say.
It can go down as fast as it goes up.
It could.
Sometimes faster.
And that's the reason why we say, you know, danger, danger, danger. Well, there's a robot that said that, though, really. Danger, danger.
Will Robinson.
Yes. And if there's any Will Robinsons out there, you know, I think you would understand this. So anyway, or anybody should understand this. You know, there is a huge battle going on right now. There's battles all the time. It's called competition. Competitors are saying, you know, look at our side of the story. We can make a lot of money in the stock market. We can make a lot of money in, well, they used to could say at the bank, but they can't anymore because it doesn't make a lot of money. But they can say, hey, you know, we got FDIC behind us and all these other things they can say. You know, but we can say things like, well, statistically this and statistically that. But, you know, you need to sit down and get the information. You need, if you want to know how these asset preservation programs, these are annuities. Yes, they are. They're the only kind of program I know that can guarantee that you can't lose. And they're backed by insurance companies. They've been around for hundreds of years. And as far as I can tell, no one's ever lost any money in a legal reserve company for these hundreds of years. Maybe it's happened, but I can't find it anywhere. So that's a pretty good record. I've also heard that even in the Great Depression, they didn't miss on one dividend. So that's a good record. You know, so the record is great. That is safe, guaranteed by the insurance companies. Some people seem to think that annuities have some, everything has some kind of danger in it, but, you know, but as far as losing what you put in there, it's pretty reliable, just like putting money in the bank. So, but if you put money into stocks, mutual funds and things like that, is it pretty reliable that you can't lose any money? Or is it no man's land and no one knows what's going to happen until the next day or the next year or the next decade, what happens to your money? That's the problem.
There you go.
Nobody knows.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody has that crystal ball.
No. Uncertainty. That's the reason why we say if you're older and if you could, because of the uncertainty, if you could almost certainly get at least half of the returns of the market, roughly, without taking a lot of, you know, risk with an indexed annuity, why would you not want to do that? Because if you go up, you get 50 to 70% maybe. If you go down, you get zero. That's the way they work, zero of the downs. You know, it's just a wonderful product. It's not for everybody. You know, and that doesn't mean that you can't take risk with other monies. You can do whatever you want to do. You have freedom of choice. Well, that's so we thought we did until we voted, right?
Aha!
Aha! Uh-huh. So you've been caught on that one. But, you know, don't let them take your freedoms away by brainwashing you about what you should do. Like Ken Fisher, for example. That guy has a motive. He has the motive to get everyone to invest with him, you know. And he's going to badmouth everything in the world. And there's other entities out there. They have motives. You know, everyone has their wares and everyone has their beliefs. That's the reason why, you know, there's a lot of different ways to believe things. But I think our way is pretty good because why? If a disaster hits, you're probably going to be fine. Now, a lot of people ask me, say, well, what about the dollar? What about gold? What about this? What about that? I'm going to say, well, what about it? When you can't control the whole world, and you've got to deal with an entity called the dollar, you know, deal with it. That's what we have. We have no other ways to get around it unless we take huge risk. You know, you can go out and buy into another currency. That might be bad. You could go out and buy into another, you know, something like a Bitcoin. That may be good or bad. You could buy more stock. That may be good or bad. You know, we're talking about conserving their assets and guaranteed income is what we're talking about. Guaranteed income and guaranteed minimum growth with gravy on top of it if the stock market does better. So, you know, now, when you ask a politician something, they're always evasive. But we're not going to be evasive. We're going to tell you, hey, you know, this is how it works, you know. It's just like looking through the looking glass there. You can see it all the moving parts and everything, and we show them all to you. you see. And we love it because it works. We love it because it makes us feel safe at night and we sleep knowing that no matter who the president is or what happens to the stock market or if we have some kind of war or whatever, if everything goes good, we make more money. If everything goes bad, we lose no money. That's the reason why we like these programs. You know, and you can say all these bad things you want about it, are good things. But the thing is, why is it in such high demand? Why is it in such high demand that in the Secure Act, they had to stick it in and make it a choice of all 401k? In other words, let people have a choice if they want to put it into 401ks to put it in. They made it a choice. People were afraid of these products. Now, I give you, the products that are going into 401ks are probably not the best annuities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely you can get better deals outside the annuity. But why on earth would they stick it inside? And Ken Fisher looks more like a bag of hot air. Why? Because people want security. People want better ways of doing things, better choices to conserve their assets and have guaranteed principles. Fixed accounts, if you want to call it that. Everything has its negatives and positives. Everything. But at least we have freedom of choice. And that's what we have in this nation. They want to take our freedoms away, including your ability to invest in an annuity, including your ability to elect a president, including your ability to buy a certain brand of say soap or something. I mean, why would they want to take these things away from us? Oh, they want to regulate them so heavily that no one can provide them for you? That's what Donald Trump pulled the plug on.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled the plug on regulation. Regulation's a good thing up to a point. But regulation can cause havoc. It can cause stagnation, and it can cause problems. Just like taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thin line, a balance between, you know, the regulatory processes and what's good to protect. For example, look at Portland, Oregon. They didn't have enough police, or they regulated it so that they couldn't have a police. In other words, they couldn't call the police. That's too much regulation holding back the police, you know. So that was bad. There's so many things that could be done better. But as far as your retirement goes, it depends on who you are, where you are in this retirement plan, and how you feel about risk.
Risk, ooh.
And various other things, you know. And whether you should balance out your plan mm-hmm. different ways, you know, there's all kinds of different ways to balance it out.
Yeah.
But there's still this thing called risk. And there's some people say, well, I'm risk averse. Well, if you're risk averse, you need to give us a call because mm-hmm. we are risk averse too. 279-7431. We're so risk averse, we'll take your call and call you back real fast to get you out of that risky situation you might be in if you feel like you're in risk.
There you go. You know? Now, Matthew, you've been quiet for the past couple of minutes. What's going on over there with you?
Yeah, I've just been listening. Yeah, you know, risk, I was thinking about what David was saying. It's funny how your what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Balloon.
Balloon.
Not balloon? Okay. Just.
No. The amount of risk that you're willing to take as you get older, you know, that's something that you need to definitely look at because you're running out of something that's really important, and that's called time, the time that it would take to recover from a huge hit, a huge drop in your retirement, be it your, you know, you've got CDs, those are secure, those aren't making any money. The stock market obviously is the biggest thing where you're going to take a hit. If it drops, you have to count all your eggs. You don't need them in one basket.
No.
You need to make sure that you are, you know, safeguarding what you've worked so hard for. I mean, that's what we are experts in. And when I say experts, I mean, you know, David's been doing this since 1980. I am learning from him on a daily basis. I have been working with him since I was about 18 years old. And I just got to say, I mean, he is a true genius at what he does. I mean, the guy is just, his God-given ability and talent is to protect and make money. I mean, that's what he's passionate about. That's what he's good at. That's what he cares about. I, you know, have inherited that. And just at Earnest Financial, we believe in this. I mean, we are very passionate about it. And, you know, I just think that anybody out there that's got any types of concerns or questions or you know, you're starting to think about, hey, maybe I am putting a lot at risk being where I'm at, give us a call, please. I mean, it's a free call. You know, we'll talk to you about anything. If you think you don't have enough money, guess what? You probably do. I mean, we can work with people down to as little as $2,000. I mean, even, you know, you got to start sometime. There's never a wrong time. I think people put this stuff off like they put off going to the doctor, the dentist, anything else. It's painful. You don't want to sit around and think or talk about these things. But guess what? If you don't, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the butt. You're going to get hit with taxes. You're possibly going to get hit with a huge loss across the board if you're in the markets at the wrong time. You know, we can sit down and go over all of these things. We have many options, many things that we don't talk about on the radio, obviously, that we are able to do and that we have at the tips of our fingers. We have just an unbelievable amount of products that and companies that we can work with. So if you're interested or think that, you know, you might be a good candidate for us, please give us a call, 279-7431. We're on the web, retirewithearnest.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So,
yeah, thank you, Matthew. That was great. I will like to add one more thing to what he was talking about. We do have what they call MYGA annuities, meaning multi-year guarantees, meaning, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10 year guarantees that kind of act and like CDs in a way. They're not CDs. They're fixed indexed. They're fixed annuities, fixed accounts with guaranteed rates of return, absolute rates of return that probably right now anywhere from 2 to 3 times as much as what the banks are paying.
Yeah.
So you might want to look at those too. I see we got another call coming.
Yeah, I think I hear it ringing.
Well,
I was trying to make
my ears better than yours.
I don't know. I know this button won't work over here. Yes, you're right. We do have a phone call. You pay for these things. You want to use them up. Let's see. You're on the air with David and Matthew Earnest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is Bobby D. How y'all doing?
Bobby D. What's happening?
Hello, Bobby D.
Just enjoying the show. You know, it's great to hear father and son working together. That's a great thing y'all got going there. And, you know, you don't hear
it. He built it. I'm just trying to carry the torch.
Yeah. you know what's bad about that, though? Father and son, that'd be like Andy and Opie, and that would either make me Floyd, Otis, or Barney. So I don't know.
You can be Goober.
You can't give me a haircut.
I could
be like Floyd. You know, give the boy your money.
Floyd, yeah.
Give the boy your money. He's such a sweet boy.
Well, you know, David was saying where it comes and where it goes. That, you know, that made me think of a song. Dream on.
Yeah,
nobody knows where it comes or where it goes.
That's right.
I know it's everybody's sin. You got to lose to know how to win.
There you go.
There you go. Very good.
Well, I love y'all's show, and I'm glad to know that there's people that, you know, we're conservatives. We've been ripped off, and I'm praying to God somehow, some way, things are made, the ship's made right. Otherwise, we got a long road to hoe. But I'm glad to know that I ain't gave up. I hope y'all haven't either.
Nope, not yet.
And And praise God, and God bless Dixie and America, and I love y'all's show. I'll be listening. Have a good night.
Appreciate it. Good call.
That's wonderful.
I'll tell you what, I have never been prouder to be from the state of Alabama, or from the southeast at that, maybe minus Georgia. Just kidding. But I tell you, stuff like this, as divided as they've got us right now,
mm-hmm.
part of me just thinks it's going to backfire on them, and it's going to bring us together. I mean, we were Americans. We don't heed very nicely to, you know, dictatorship, people telling us what we got to do, you know, without giving us a reason why or a logical reason why. And this entire year has just been, it's been an anomaly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really has. And I mean, I'm telling you, there's just, if it doesn't come to fruition, you know, in the next 6 months to a year, in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll know what the heck really happened. And there's going to be a lot more ticked off people. There's already plenty of us out here. But, I mean, all I can say is we can't stop the fight. We cannot stop. You know, that's what they want you to do. They want you to think that you are already defeated. You've got no chance. Guess what? If you believe in something, you got the right to free speech. You can keep on getting your message out there, telling people,
amen,
what you want, you know, the way you feel about something,
preach
why
it,
you
Matthew.
Feel the way you do. And I'm sorry, but, you know, you can't take that one away from us. That's the reason we got our Second Amendment, to protect our first.
Amen.
And, you know, if Joe Biden won fair and square, which I don't believe that he did,
no,
that would be one thing I could accept. That that's democracy. That's the most beautiful thing in the world. I mean, there's people out there that don't get to vote. They don't have a choice. They have a military party basically running their country. And luckily for us, you know, we're in the United States of America. That's why everybody wants to come here, because they know that, hey, I mean, it's supposed to be the last place on earth that, you know, you can come to, and you can have as much of a shot as the next guy at, you know, success. But I'm telling you guys, all of this stuff, they're sugarcoating a big turd for you.
Yes.
And just don't swallow that pill. Just keep on fighting the good fight. And I think eventually they'll have to let us be heard. I mean, we're finding other avenues, other ways of getting out there, you know, and just don't ever give up.
But if I were Joe Biden, which I'm not, thank goodness, I'm not that bad yet, but I would want to know that that I had won fair and square and legally. I mean, what if they make the transition and he gets in office, and then 3 or 4 months down the road, I mean, such criminal acts come to light that they have to do something. It means the election
to
be
covered up.
I don't know.
I lost faith in all that when Hillary Clinton died.
I think they'll cover it up.
I mean, she should be in prison, period.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think they'll cover it up.
When you have that much money, that much power, you've got those many, all the friends that they have. I mean, it's a fraternal organization, basically. These guys, they fear Donald Trump like they fear the Black Plague, okay? Mm-hmm. This guy is so dangerous to them. At any cost, obviously.
Yeah.
At any cost, whatever it took to get this guy from and I'm, you know, our president, this guy, that's probably what they call him, or more colorful names than that. Whatever it took to get him out, they were willing to do. And if it was at the expense of, you know, our, you know, an unrigged election.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of that,
yes,
there's something on now about Dominion. They hire this guy that was
a rhino swamp.
Uh-huh. To be their PR person.
Yeah.
They've got where they have given money to the Clinton Foundation.
And not just a little bit of
money. It's a whole lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. And they got several other ties to the Clintons and everything. And I believe
it's all left-leaning. If you wanted a you know, what we'd call a fair vote, Would you want to for a company to have the voting machine that get practically all the money they give away to the left-leaners?
Tell you, Canada, all right, our neighbor to the north, they don't allow this type of software straight up for the reason that it's unfair. It's so evident that it can be used to swing the vote one way or the other. They don't allow it. A lot of other countries that are similar to ours do not allow it.
And
why do we allow it?
Right there.
I'm thinking Canada might be one of those countries that they only allow you to spend so much to get elected.
Yeah.
You know how many billions of dollars they've spent on both sides?
Well, listen, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
The kind of money they have to raise to win.
Yeah.
You know, there was so much money being raised to beat the senator of South Carolina.
Lindsey
Graham.
And you got people running around, oh, my God, we got these hungry people and people living under bridges and all this
kind of stuff. And all they're doing is feed the television and radio people.
Yeah, and let's just get
they don't feed us,
several billion dollars and squander it.
Yeah, so, you know, they want to take over the country.
They are taking over.
They are taking. Listen, they are trying to completely take over, though. If they take the Senate, we are gone. We're gone. As far as I'm concerned, the stock market may go too, because at that point in time, there could be a mad rush to sell because they realize the taxes are going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. Maybe it won't happen. But if we keep the senators in there, the Republicans keep the balance or keep the edge, so to say.
There you go.
Then we got a chance of holding this thing together with gridlock, or whatever you want to call it. In other words, there's things that they'll do to destroy our inner core, but they won't be able to take the complete thing away and take over.
Well, gentlemen, I believe we have just about eaten up another hour of perfectly good radio time, handing out some good advice and I think some very competent commentary. So I think we need to wrap it up and take it on to the house.
So, Matthew, I'll let you close this out.
All right. Well, yeah, good show. Appreciate y'all having me on, as always. If you want to get in touch with us, we are Earnest Financial. You can reach us at 279-7431 or on the web at retirewithearnest.com, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So that's it. That's all right. I got.
David?
Well, you know, we're in some precarious times, guys. Mm-hmm. The unknown, the uncertainty is what's the danger, I think. So since we're in such a situation, maybe you want to look at some alternatives to making sure that your asset values stay high and not low. Give us a call, 279-7431.
And we'll be back tomorrow evening this same time with more fun, frivolity, and whatever else we can work in there. But I thought this song was appropriate because, you know, it just seems like they have took the money and run. There they go down the highway.
Yes, the boats have run.
Yes, indeed. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Health and Wealth Show, News Talk 93.1.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch the tune. And here's what happened when they decided